Hello and welcome to the better weather. Around the region, even on top of the mountain, temperatures are above freezing and will continue to rise until noon tomorrow. Mid-30s this morning, 41 by noon, and 48 by midnight. Rain will enter the area late this morning and continue to fall through the day tomorrow. This is going to make conditions quite wet today, with the occasional mix of existing ice and slush. Take it easy out there. When road conditions change, you might not see it coming. Tomorrow will reach a high of 51 by noon. Temperatures will drop off after 3 p.m. and fall below freezing overnight. Rain will turn to snow as it tapers off Wednesday morning. For the weekly flu report, with 1.7 million affected countrywide so far, there were only 1,151 laboratory-confirmed influenza reports in New York State, a 59% increase over last week. Two cases confirmed for Greene County, zero for Columbia. Highest concentrations are in western New York, Buffalo area, and of course, the dirty, dirty, dense New York City area. Thanksgiving provided a great boost to the spread of the illness. Looking way up, we see the photo of a potential mini-moon burning up in our atmosphere was captured over Australia. Mini-moons are meteors that perform at least one orbit of Earth before flying off into space or burning up on the way to the ground, and are very rare. Four near-Earth objects are expected to make their closest approach today, the largest of which is 69 meters wide. For reference, that would be like two nuclear bombs exploding should it collide with the Earth. Solar wind speed is currently 344 kilometers per second at 3.9 protons per milliliter. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 3. Quiet. There have been 25 days since the last sunspot, and that is pretty darn quiet. This has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Maker Syndicate.